What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is not up for debate is Ronald Acuña Jr.'s injury. We now have the results from the MRI, not a tear, and we can all breathe a sigh of relief on that. However, it is a grade one strain. So still not great. He still is going to need some time off. Not all the time off, but some time off.
Yeah. It's fortunate. It's a fortunate part of an unfortunate situation. Specifically when you look at the Braves offense last night, which is just – or yesterday, which is absolutely abysmal.
Not scoring a run in 10 innings is bad.
Yeah. Breaking news. Breaking news here in Fire Branch. The Braves get shut out again in a rubber match, in a day game, in a series finale, whatever you want to call it. It's awful. And honestly, and I'm having – what was the name of the starting quarterback yesterday? Starting pitcher yesterday.
Joey Wentz?
A Kansas City native. And the thing is about Joey Wentz being on the hill is, how many times have we seen pitchers that are like from Atlanta or from Georgia that come in and just beat the brakes off the Braves? Mm-hmm. It always happens. And so you're like, yes, the shoe finally on the other foot. A Kansas City guy going back to Kansas City. And he did. Phenomenal start. You're like, yes, this is exactly what the Braves need. Except that you can't score a run.
Right.
And you only get five hits. And the five hits. Just, I have to think the baseball gods are just toying with us at this point. The five hits come from Michael Harris and Ozzie Albies and Nick Allen. And it's like, dude, like, why are you doing this?
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? The three people that we harped on more than anything in the first 3 months of the season.
I just want to know why it took Michael Harris to the All-Star break to fix his swing and to readjust and to go back to something that had worked in the past when he first came here. That's my beef is, why did it take so long to say, hey, this isn't working? What about the process made you think you should stick with it?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. There's just so many frustrations in this team. I'm glad Ronnie's healthy. I'm glad that I say healthy, but that it's not a significant injury. That he could be back at some point this season is neither here nor there. It's just the fact that he doesn't have to go through an Achilles injury, which is horrible. They should take their absolute time and get him 100% right. If to that point... If he is healthy by the end of the season, play him. He's going to go and play winter ball most likely. He does every year. He's healthy. So why would I not play him here where I'm paying him a great deal of money and then go watch him play winter ball this year? Yeah. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Carlos Carrasco against Andrew Abbott tonight. Andrew Abbott has been one of the best pitchers in the majors this year that we don't talk about. He's been phenomenal all season. I think his record's 8-1 right now. Carlos Carrasco with that ERA sitting just south of 6, right? So you just have to believe that the Braves are going to have to score some runs. I don't know. Like, I have people text me all the time. Braves fans are getting these Braves conversations, neighbors in the neighborhood. Man, what do you think? Hey, Carlos Carrasco. I don't know. And until they hit, it ain't going to matter. Until the bullpen gets right, it ain't going to matter. So, man, I don't like this trade. I don't like that trade. First of all, you have to have a starting rotation. So you had to make some trades at some point, right? And this is a guy who's available for cheap, and you get him in there, and hopefully he can require some of his past success.
Breaking down trades of guys you don't know anything about. I mean, I love the guys that go 6'10 OPS. Why'd we trade for him? It's like, well, because he can play all the positions in the infield. That's what was it Jim Jarvis? Such a funny name.
It's a good name.
I think his brother's in the Braves farm system already. Yeah. I don't know what his name is, but it's something Jarvis.
Probably Tim.
Well, and we will be watching. If you have the MLB Timmy app today, I'm sure you're going to get notifications left and right because the trade deadline is 6 o'clock today. So I'm going to be keeping an eye on what happens with Ozuna.
I got to tell you, I got to calm down on the app notifications. I've got MLB, CBS, and The Athletic that all go off constantly. Not to mention when there's breaking news, the Odyssey app just completely obliterates my phone whenever something like that goes down. So I'm like, dude, I gotta consolidate. I gotta consolidate the push notifications because my battery's gonna start dying soon.
I don't like the push notifications. I turn them all off. The only ones I have on are text and email. Which is even annoying because I have different social, like some station account stuff, and someone has them on, and so I get Twitter notifications, and they're always old. Like, I'll get a notification, and I'll be like, wait, I thought that already happened. Yeah. And I see, yeah, it's from like a day ago. I don't like them. I'd rather just see it myself. I do have email and text message. Obviously, I want to see if somebody's text me or emailed me. But as far as a tweet, I don't care. Yeah. I'll go see it. I'll go find it when I get it. And I'm normally on Twitter a lot anyways.
I think my wife's the only person I don't have muted on my phone, text message-wise. I think she might be the only one. And she's and if she's listening right now, you're getting close.
Oh.
You better be careful. You're
Dude,
getting close.
Don't play that tough guy role with her.
Only because I know she's at work
your place.
Only because I know she's at work.
But you know that there's somebody that works with her that's, or somebody's significant other is like, boy, you want to hear some gossip?
Hey, Lindsay,
Mike called
out
his wife on radio today.
If you're out there listening, you're toeing the line. Okay, just be really careful with the volume of text today.
Well, you want the ultimate fake tough guy act right now? That is.
You're right.
What
I'm scared
doing.
Of my wife. I'm not gonna lie. She's terrified.
I mean, it's just saying, you got to call it out for what it is. Right?
Hey, before we get to Life of Squid, any last thoughts about training camp before we roll in? Because everyone's getting in there. They're in before us, and we're going to have to go in a minute.
Yeah, I don't know that I have any more thoughts. I just want to see the answer, because we've had the ping pong match. We've talked about the back and forth, the defense, the offense, who's kind of answering the bell, who's making adjustments. I also, because we didn't see this the other day, Bo, I do want to see one-on-one pass rush. I have to think that we'll get that. At a certain point today, because it's that time of year.
I would hope so. If any players are listening, stay. Don't go to the ground.
Yeah,
that's the rule. You don't want that. Don't need none of that. That's how people will get banged up. And I just want training camp to stay healthy.
Yeah, 19 people yelling, "Stay up!"
As always, big thanks to Baron Burton's W Sauce. I'm doing a London broil this weekend. I've never done one. I've cut that style of meat, but I wanted to do it. I've cooked it before. I've never done it. In any specific way, but I saw one at Sam's yesterday. It was actually two pieces and like almost 3 pounds. I'm like, I'm gonna do something different with this. So I think I'm gonna smoke it for like an hour and then kind of sear it and get it to medium rare and slice and dice that bad boy. Have food all have steak salads all week.
Sounds delicious. Open up your own food truck.
A Sloppy Joe food truck is what I would do.
And speaking of
people that eat food with their hands. And don't wear shoes. Let's go back to 2023 training camp. Star Mac Hollins, who's now with the Patriots. And apparently, we know that Mac Hollins is a different dude. But I didn't know he was this different. He goes on TikTok and does a video about the Aerial School UFO incident. Are you guys familiar with this?
Can't say that I am.
No.
Yeah.
The Aerial School UFO incident is something that happened on September 16th of 1994 in Rua, Zimbabwe, where 62 pupils at the school between the ages of 6 and 12 saw one or more silver crafts descend from the sky and land on the field near the school.
Mm-hmm.
The children claim that that one or more of the creatures dressed in all black approached and telepathically communicated to them a message with an environmental theme that frightened them and caused them to cry. And Mac Hollins goes into it. We're going to play two cuts. Let's hear from the first cut of Mac Hollins doing a tutorial on this incident.
A silver disc landed behind the schoolyard. A figure stepped out, but it wasn't human. The students all described the same thing. Eyes like marble, skin like gray rubber. They didn't hear its message. They felt it inside their minds, a warning. September 16th, 1994 in Rora, Zimbabwe was a normal day, until it wasn't. The teachers were all inside and the students were outside, yet they all drew the same picture of what they saw. Nothing around but open fields and forests until that silver disc landed. It happened during recess. Over 60 children between the ages of 5 and 12 all said they saw the same thing that day.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In God's name.
Yeah, and he's standing there in a I believe I retweeted the video already, but he's standing in front of like a picture of him with like a suit on. I mean, he's all in.
Do you think he has shoes on?
No, because he doesn't wear shoes. And he probably ate spaghetti with his hands before. Let's hear the last of this.
Psychologists were brought in, investigators, UFO experts. Some called it mass hysteria, but why just the children? And why did their stories stay consistent even into adulthood? They didn't imagine it, they remembered it. And that's why the world still can't explain the Ariel School incident.
Well, I'm going to explain the Ariel School incident. This is what happens when our government goes to other countries and test LSD on children.
Oh.
Okay?
Well, that's I did not think you were going that direction.
That's not confirmed. That's the Squidbilly News Network's hypothesis of what happened. Because that's why all of them had the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm sure that there was actors.
Interesting you think it was our government.
Well, our government, our CIA, you know, I'm probably going to get flagged now, but all these
China,
governmental.
Russia, got to be closer.
No.
I should have a tinfoil hat on right now, Bo. Keep yourself safe.
We do a bunch of testing. A lot of testing was done in the 70s, 80s, and 90s with LSD and the effects on humans. But I'm telling you, like, it's kind of like Pineapple Express theory where they were testing weed on people. You ever seen that movie?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, where they were like, testing different
Danny
types
McBride,
of weed.
Danny McBride, man, legend.
And so this is just so weird. He is so in on this, and he's so serious about it. His TikTok apparently is just a bunch of videos similar to this, not about necessarily aliens. But I mention all this because apparently there are reports out there on the conspiracy theory Twitters that there is a 7-mile-long spaceship full of hostile aliens on the way to Earth right now. I don't believe in aliens, but if you believe in that sort of thing, you might want to gear up for some type of war with an alien.
You just never know what you're going to get in Life of Squid.
Seriously.
I love it,
that's
love it, man.
Probably the most
good
bizarre
stuff.
Life of Squid since I've joined the show.
Good
there.
Stuff.
Look, don't be scared, y'all. Aliens aren't real.
All right. We got to get out to practice. So for Mike, Bo, Gordon, Dylan, and myself, Ellie Mack, thank you so much for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next live from Falcons Training Camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
Stay cool, Squid Nation.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.